This is Northwest News from KNKX. In Seattle, 7 of the 9 positions on the city council are up for grabs in next week's election. Amazon has donated $1 million to the Political Action Committee for the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce to promote candidates who are seen as more business friendly. This has generated a lot of opposition and national attention. Monica Nicholsberg has been covering this story for the website GeekWire. Monica, this seems to be the next big step in a shift that Amazon has made in recent years politically.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because for the first couple of decades, they really kept their heads down, didn't say a lot publicly. It was sort of a fortress. But in the past few years, they have definitely shifted gears.
Did that come in response to the head tax that was passed by the Seattle City Council in 2018 and then repealed under pressure from Amazon and other companies?
I think it's a number of things. The head tax certainly changed the conversation here locally, but Amazon's also under a lot of scrutiny at the federal level. There's the antitrust inquiries. So I think that more broadly, they've realized that it's no longer very effective to just focus on the product, just focus on the customer, and that they do need to kind of take a more active role in telling their story.
So they are getting more involved at the local level with this donation, and it does come on the heels of the repeal of the head tax. Let's remind folks what that tax would have done.
The head tax would have taxed the top grossing companies in Seattle, mostly Amazon and some others. It would have been on a per employee basis. So the critics of it called it a tax on jobs. And the money that was raised through that tax was going to fund affordable housing and homeless services, which are two pretty critical needs in Seattle right now.
How did Amazon react to this?
They stopped construction on one of their big skyscrapers downtown, threatened not to move into another one, and just said generally that this kind of attitude from city leaders made them question their growth here in Seattle.
So the donation they made to the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce Political Action Committee, some people may see this as a one-off, a direct response to the whole battle with the head tax. How do you see it?
This is a company that's willing to make bold statements with its actions. So that makes this not so surprising. But on the other hand, it's a pretty important election. So I think that Amazon is looking at this as a unique opportunity while it's still part of this broader trend of more engagement.
Some people have accused Amazon of trying to buy the election. It's gotten national attention. We've heard opposition to it from presidential candidates Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Some Amazon employees are not happy with the donation. They recently held a rally.
Whose city?
Our city.
Whose city?
Our city.
When I say whose city, you say our city. Whose city?
Our city.
Monica, talk about the opposition to this donation specifically and how Amazon has defended itself.
It's been a pretty strong opposition, definitely a rallying cry for the opponents of the candidates that are endorsed by the Political Action Committee Amazon is donating to. And Amazon says that this is just part of its desire to see a change in leadership and more pragmatic solutions to the problems that Seattle faces. Now, it could backfire. I don't think that's out of the question. We've already seen the candidates I mentioned using this as a rallying cry, as a way to raise more money and get more canvassing volunteers to come out. And it's also led some Seattle City Council members, like Teresa Mosqueda, to endorse their fellow city council member, Shauna Sawant, where in the primaries, they weren't endorsing her. It's kind of become a unifier on the very far left in Seattle that says whether or not we agree on the solutions, we can agree that we don't want this kind of money influencing our election.
How about the candidates who would benefit from Amazon's donation to the Political Action Committee? What have they been saying?
They've been pretty cautious in their response. One candidate, Alex Peterson, put out a statement saying that he shared the concerns about money in politics. Others have said, you know, that it's kind of a distraction. It's not like they're welcoming this donation with open arms because they recognize that it is a pretty fraught issue and they don't want to be seen as in the back pocket of the Chamber's Political Action Committee or Amazon.
All right, Monica, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Monica Nicholsberg is the civic editor at GeekWire. You can find this story and all our election 2019 stories at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick, KNKX News.